You're listening to NewsRamp Technology. Today is Thursday morning, February 26, 2026. Real stories, AI, voice. Details at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Let's dive in.
Waning customer interest prompts Lamborghini to abandon EV plans. Waning customer interest prompts Lamborghini to abandon its plans for a fully electric supercar. The luxury carmaker realized that its customers prefer traditional gasoline engines over electric ones. After introducing the Lanzador concept 3 years ago, the company has now officially canceled the project due to minimal interest in fully electric supercars. Instead, Lamborghini will focus on plug-in hybrid technology for its future models.
Google signs deal to use geothermal energy at its Nevada data centers. Google has signed a deal with Ormat Technologies to receive up to 150 megahertz of geothermal power for its Nevada data centers. This move will provide clean electricity as AI operations increase energy consumption. The new geothermal capacity will come online between 2028 and 2030 under NV Energy's clean transition tariff, allowing major electricity buyers like Google to purchase renewable generation without passing costs to other utility customers.
Waning customer interest prompts Lamborghini to abandon EV plans. Luxury carmaker Lamborghini has decided to cancel its plans for a fully electric supercar due to waning customer interest in electric vehicles. The brand prioritizes customer preference, choosing to focus on evolution over revolution to ensure performance and passion in future models. This decision comes as a blow to companies like Lucid Motors, highlighting the challenges in the electric vehicle market. Deloitte's 2026 Semiconductor Industry Outlook forecasts continued growth. Deloitte's 2026 Semiconductor Industry Outlook predicts continued growth following post-pandemic challenges. The demand for AI chips and related products is expected to drive this growth. Major players like Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company Limited could see significant revenue growth in 2026. For more information, visit trilliondollarclub.net. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valens Semiconductor Limited Q4 25. Stonegate Capital Partners updates coverage on Valens Semiconductor Limited, reporting 4Q 25 revenue of $19,400,000, exceeding guidance. The company marks its seventh consecutive quarter of growth, with GAAP gross margin at 60.5%. While facing near-term challenges like tariffs and FX pressure, Valens Semiconductor expects steady growth in 2026, with support from share repurchases and new automotive wins.
U.S. nuclear corporation Overhoff Technologies commenced joint venture talks with drone companies and Graphiton, Inc., a leader in using graphene for implantable neural probes for medical, robotic, and electrical applications. U.S. Nuclear Corp has initiated joint venture discussions with drone companies and Graphiton, Inc., a leader in graphene medical products. The company aims to supply first responders protecting cities with nuclear, chemical, and natural gas facilities. President Mr. Goldstein highlighted the importance of monitoring the new energy future and preventing chemical spills. U.S. Nuclear also plans to support Graphiton's growth and explore new funding opportunities.
Golden Matrix Group announces reverse stock split and name change to Meridian Holdings. Golden Matrix Group, an international developer of online gaming platforms, announces a reverse stock split and name change to Meridian Holdings. The split, effective March 3, 2026, will consolidate shares on a 1-for-12 basis to meet NASDAQ listing requirements. CFO Rich Christensen sees this as a strategic move to optimize the company's capital structure and enhance market positioning. Shares will trade under the new ticker MRDN post-split.
MediaKeeper integrates Wexer Virtual Fitness to expand on-demand wellness offerings for customers. MediaKeeper integrates Wexer Virtual Fitness into MediaKeeper Pro, offering customers access to over 1,500 virtual fitness classes seamlessly. This integration reduces user friction and enhances engagement with wellness programs. Dr. Tyler Amell, Chief Health and Strategy Officer, highlighted Wexer's content variety and competitive pricing as key factors in the selection process. The move underscores MediKeeper's commitment to providing top-tier solutions within their centralized wellness platform.
Atlas Language Services, Inc. launches 24/7 certified personal document translation service. Atlas Language Services, Inc. introduces a new 24/7 certified personal document translation service in partnership with AccuDocX. Individuals can now upload personal documents online at any time and receive certified translations within 24 to 48 hours. The service, designed for official use like USCIS submissions, offers transparency in pricing starting at $79.95 per page for Spanish documents into English. Young Money, seizing the private wealth management opportunity. Private wealth management is undergoing a transformation as Young Money, a new generation of high net worth investors, reshapes the landscape. NOR Private Wealth NPW is leading the way by offering tailored strategies, access to private markets, and transparency. This shift aligns with a 2025 PwC survey showing a growing demand for AI-driven tools, ESG factors, and personalized advisory services among high net worth individuals.
Celvius Technology launches ERP Next implementation model to automate manufacturing operations for mid-sized firms. Celvius Technology has launched an ERP Next implementation model to automate manufacturing operations for mid-sized firms. This workflow-driven deployment unifies production, procurement, inventory, and finance into a single system, reducing coordination delays often seen in mid-sized manufacturing. Solvios embeds ERP Next into day-to-day operations, connecting sales orders, production cycles, inventory movements, procurement approvals, maintenance schedules, and accounting for improved efficiency and responsiveness.
Bardoll selects Intershop to unify global B2B commerce operations. Bardoll has selected Intershop Communications AG to unify its global D2B commerce operations. The International Industrial Group aims to replace fragmented legacy platforms with a single, scalable solution to drive growth and digital transformation. The phased rollout will start with Bardoll Industry, followed by key divisions like automotive, marine, and heavy duty, focusing on customer-specific B2B processes and ERP-driven architecture.
Biomed News Breaks. Anixa Biosciences, Inc., KRT co-inventor to keynote SCTR 2026 retreat. Anixa Biosciences, Inc. announced that Jose Coneo Garcia, MD, co-inventor of the company's KRT technology, will keynote the SCTR 2026 retreat on March 6. He will discuss the ongoing Phase 1 clinical trial of Loreltegene Autolucel, an FSHR-targeted KRT therapy for recurrent ovarian cancer. Anixa focuses on cancer treatment and prevention, collaborating with Moffitt Cancer Center on novel immunotherapies.
AmpliTech Group and Northeastern University have successfully demonstrated the first open-source prototype of a massive MIMO O-RAN system with Category B front haul. This achievement showcases AmpliTech's commercial-grade 5-gram 64T64R MIMO radio in an end-to-end OpenStack O-RAN deployment, marking a significant milestone for open, interoperable wireless systems.
The software fix for Drone Drift: how Spark AI Inc. is targeting reliability at scale. Spark AI Inc. has enhanced its Overwatch platform to optimize drone telemetry using machine learning, reducing drift without new hardware. The system learns drone bias patterns through calibration, improving performance over time. With a new U.S. subsidiary and tactical phone deployment, the company aims to target defense procurement in GPS-denied environments. As drones are deployed at scale, Spark AI's software offers a solution to consistency challenges.
Investor news breaks, Nexplat Corp, NASDAQ, NXPL, NXPLW, reports expected sectional Q4 improvement and margin expansion outlook. Nexplat Corp, NACDAQ, NAT, NXPLW, anticipates a significant sequential improvement in key financial and operational metrics for Q4 2025, driven by strategic business refocusing and higher margin revenue streams. The company projects a more than 90% increase in fourth quarter 340B revenue, a 7% rise in total prescription volume, stable gross margins, and a 20% to 25% margin expansion in Q1 2026. With solid liquidity and cost initiatives in place, Nexplat aims to reduce operating losses by quarter 2 2026.
$1.2 billion deployed processors in U.S. financial services have zero AI governance. Vector Certain now provides full AI safety and cybersecurity. In a groundbreaking development, Vector Certain has revealed that 1.2 billion processors in the U.S. financial services lack AI governance, leaving transactions vulnerable to AI-powered attacks. At the release of their AI EOG conformance suite, the company offers a solution to this critical issue, providing full AI safety and cybersecurity on legacy hardware without the need for new infrastructure. Stay tuned for more updates on this significant advancement. AIEWSBREAX Safe Pro Group Inc. featured in a DefenseWire news editorial on AI-enabled edge and autonomous systems, showcasing the company's AI-driven platforms transforming decision-making in defense. The editorial discusses Safe Pro's AI-powered navigation, observation, and detection engine demo at the U.S. Army's Transforming in Contact 2.0 autonomous so often presents the camera, designers opening medicine. Safe Pro Group is a leading provider of AI solutions for security and defense applications globally.
Defense news breaks, Vision Wave Holdings, Inc., featured in Equity Insider coverage of rising AI defense technologies. VisionWave Holdings was featured in Equity Insider's coverage of advancing AI-driven defense technologies for 2025 to 26 battlefield modernization. The company is developing an integrated defense technology stack, including its Evolved Intelligence TN platform and Vision RF sensing system, with plans supported by a $50 million equity line. Positioned in a high-growth sector, VisionWave aims to capitalize on the projected $14 billion counter-UAS market by 2030 and rising defense budgets.
Defense news breaks, Safe Pro Group Inc. secures telecom purchase order for UAS inspection services in South Florida. Safe Pro Group Inc. announced that its subsidiary Airborne Response LLC secured a purchase order from a multinational telecommunications firm for UAS inspection services in South Florida. The program will involve detailed inspections of emergency communications towers to support first responders ahead of peak hurricane season. This engagement expands SafePro's drone intelligence platform and supports the development of computer vision models for its object threat detection platform.
Platinum starts the week steady as dollar direction has traders' attention. Platinum prices have started the week on a steady note, trading within a tight range. Unlike previous weeks of strong rallies followed by quick pullbacks, the metal seems poised to hover around the $2,150 mark for now. Companies like Platinum Group Metals Limited are closely monitoring the factors influencing these movements.
AI service robotics transition toward revenue-driven deployment accelerates industry evolution. Analysts project strong growth for the global service robotics sector as companies like Knight Food Holdings Inc. move towards revenue-generating deployment, shaping the early infrastructure layer of robotics as a service. With labor shortages and AI advancements, this shift signifies a significant industry evolution.
Tech Media Breaks, SCG Media Corporation, NSDAQ, SEGG, LTRYW appoints Jamie McLaurin SVP of Sports Business, secures 68% supermajority of the LOSE. Tech Media Breaks reports that SCG Media Corporation has appointed Jamie McLaurin as the Senior Vice President of Sports Business. The company has also secured a 68% supermajority control of Velose. SCG plans to acquire the remaining minority interests to streamline governance and align long-term strategy. McLaurin will continue leading Velose and Quadrant while exploring commercial opportunities across SCG's sports portfolio.
Tiny Gems Breaks, Rail Vision Limited, majority-owned Quantum Transportation deploys transformer-based neural decoder on AWS Cloud. Rail Vision Limited, majority-owned by Tiny Gems Breaks, has deployed its transformer-based neural decoder on the AWS Cloud through its subsidiary, Quantum Transportation Limited. This move signifies a significant step towards real-world quantum applications in the transportation sector. The implementation allows for collaboration with quantum hardware partners and direct testing of the decoder on physical quantum systems, with potential applications in railway anomaly detection, predictive maintenance, and autonomous operations.
AN News Breaks, SafePro Group Inc. to demonstrate notive AI threat detection integrated with General Dynamics GeoSuite at Army TC 2.0 event. SafePro Group Inc. will showcase its AI-powered notive system integrated with General Dynamics GeoSuite at the Army's TC 2.0 event. The initiative aims to accelerate deployment of advanced technologies with industry teams and soldiers collaborating. Node offers real-time threat detection, mapping, and situational awareness in disconnected environments. SafePro's integration with GeoSuite highlights its role in providing AI decision support tools for various missions.
AI-enabled edge and autonomous systems take center stage. U.S. Army modernization efforts spotlight threat detection and tactical edge intelligence. SafePro Group Inc. would demonstrate its integrated AI capabilities on General Dynamics Corps Mission Systems GeoSuite platform during the U.S. Army's Transforming in Contact 2.0 autonomous breach event at Fort Hood, Texas. The demonstration showcases AI-powered platforms essential for accelerating decision-making in complex threat environments.
Texas is emerging as a dominant data center hub in the U.S., challenging Northern Virginia's long-held title. Tech giants are expanding into states like Tennessee, Ohio, Wisconsin, and Texas. Companies like Broadcom Inc. are set to benefit from the growing demand for software solutions in these data centers. With the rapid build-out of facilities, Texas is becoming a top choice for data center locations.
Europe warms up to Chinese EVs as ties with the U.S. waver. Chinese electric vehicle sightings are on the rise in Europe, bypassing trade barriers and challenging local manufacturers on price. ByDD and others navigate import duties by shifting to hybrid powertrains, offering competitive pricing. Market shifts in Europe are being closely watched by entities like Massimo Group as ties with the U.S. weaken.
Copper prices are poised to surge the way silver has.
Copper prices are on the rise, triggering a shift in focus towards copper as a substitute for silver in various industries. With demand surging from clean energy, AI, and defense sectors, coupled with supply chain disruptions and global deficits, copper is gaining prominence. NumaNuma Resources Inc. is among the entities eyeing new copper projects. Stay informed with Mining Newswire for the latest updates in the mining and resources sectors.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news. All right, we will watch. LiveCom has good.